Hello, everybody, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Chris McPherson. It's our 50th episode of this 2014 year, so we're going to celebrate in style and chronicle the 50 best plays of the season for the Eagles. We'll get to that in just a little bit. Lots to get to on the show. Chris, how are you doing?
Outstanding. Can't wait for this Sunday.
Should be a good one. The Eagles, really, this next week is going to be crazy with Tennessee on Sunday, Dallas on Thanksgiving, and a lot to get to with this football team.
First things first, though.
Yes, first things first. Well, let's throw it out to the practice field. Bo Wolf is waiting. Our Eagles 360 update presented by Sports Authority.
Well, thanks, guys, and a few days away from a big game at Lincoln Financial Field against the Tennessee Titans for this Eagles team. Also, a lot of questions today about quarterback Nick Foles. When exactly will Foles be ready to go, and what has his role been like as he watches Mark Sanchez run this Eagles offense? Head coach Chip Kelly and a bunch of other players talked about Foles.
I think that's the great thing about Nick. I mean, obviously, he is disappointed, but he doesn't show that. You know, all he wants to do is what can we do to help us win this week? And he's been a great teammate. And I think if you guys had seen Mark, how Mark handled it when he was the backup with him, I think that both those guys kind of feed off each other. They're always having discussions on what looks they saw and how did they kind of see it. We've got a great quarterback room in terms of how those guys get along with Coach Musgrave, so it's been a good setup. And all he right now is just, what can I do to get this better? And he's working extremely hard with our strength and conditioning coaches.
Oh, he's a great sounding board, you know, when it comes to scheme stuff and all the experience he's had in the offense, like you said. And I just really enjoy that Coach Kelly, when guys get hurt, he keeps him around.
As for Sanchez, the man who has the reins this week and perhaps for the near future, he says there are certainly some things he wants to improve upon against Tennessee after the loss to Green Bay. And one of those things starts with the running game, an opportunity for the Eagles on Sunday against a Titans run defense that was gouged last week against Pittsburgh.
Quarterback's two best friends are defense and a good running game. So that's since the beginning of football, ever. In time, in life, you know, a good running game never hurts, and it keeps the defense honest.
Now, of course, if we're talking about the running game, it all starts up front with the offensive line, where the Eagles have had so many different combinations this season. Matt Tobin has been the right guard for the past few games. Of course, he suffered a concussion at the end of the Packers game, missed the beginning of practice this week. He returned to practice today on Thursday, but Andrew Gardner still took most of the first team reps at right guard. What's the situation this week? We'll find out from Chip Kelly.
Yeah, he's been cleared, went through the protocol, and got cleared by the independent doctor, so he'll practice today.
Will Tobin start Sunday?
Today's Thursday, so we'll see what happens Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Could sprain an ankle this afternoon, unless you never know.
Well, that'll do it for your 360 roundup presented by Sports Authority. We'll see you tomorrow on Eagles 360, and we'll see you on Sunday for a big game against the Titans.
Wide receiver Jerry Macklin is having an outstanding season for the Eagles. But Dave, let's bring in another wide receiver who knows a thing or two about producing in the city of brotherly love.
Yeah, Mike Quick has done it, obviously, five times in a row, a Pro Bowler. We're going to hear from him when we return to Eagles 360. He's got a lot to say about the Eagles as they stand in first place in the NFC East. But as we take a break, our first break of the day, we're going to, as we told you, it's 50th episode here of Eagles 360. We're going to look at the 50 best plays of the season to date, and 50 through 41 to start things off, the voice of Merrill Reese.
Blocked to the near side. Foles is back again. He looks. He is looping it. And it is caught down at the one. And Ertz is in for the touchdown. And McCoy taking advantage of opportunities. Beautiful run by Shady. First down, the ball at the 20. He's back. He's hit. He's down again. And this time the sack by Fletcher Cox. Eagles block the punt, and they recover it down at the 5-yard line. Malcolm Jenkins. Again in the shotgun is Luck. This time he hands the football off, and being thrown for a loss is Trent Richardson. This is his first field goal attempt as an Eagle. The ball is spotted. The kick is away. It's got the distance. It's good! We're tied! And Henny again goes back to Gearhart, who's thrown for a loss by Brandon Graham. Shotgun. This time, it's thrown out to the far side of the bubble screen. And running in for the touchdown is Jeremy Macklin. So this should be it. Nassim is back. He's looking. He's still looking. He's being chased. He is hit. Down he goes. Empty backfield. Davis takes the snap. He's hit. The football is loose. The Eagles are on it. The Eagles have recovered the football. Fletcher Cox.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust.
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Eagles fans! When the Eagles win, you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win, you win.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
All season long, stop into your local Acme markets and purchase the Eagles item of the week. When you do, you will receive a receipt code making you eligible for the Swoop In and Win sweepstakes. Just go to swoopinandwin.com and enter the code today. It's your chance to win Eagles tickets, Eagles Pro Shop and Acme gift cards, and Eagles autographed merchandise. Acme Markets, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to the studio. Dave Spadaro, Mike Quick. We know who he is. You know who I am. And we're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles coming off the loss on Sunday, which we're going to put in the rearview mirror. Let's talk a little bit about this Eagles defense first, Mike. And people are concerned after the performance in Green Bay. Your thoughts as the team looks down the stretch run here?
Well, I know they're coming up on, you know, a real bunch of really big games, good games. In a conference game, division games. So I think it's the perfect time for them to figure out what ails them and get it right. I think the run game has to really get better. The offensive line has to play better, more consistent. Saw a couple of breakdowns in the last game in the offensive line play. Some physical breakdowns, you know, a couple of missed assignments. And that really, it hurts you running the game. You don't want your quarterback to throw the ball 45, 46 times in a game. You don't want to see that. And defensively, there are a lot of issues on that side as well. Mm-hmm. So you just want to see them kind of firm things up. I thought the cornerbacks could have done a much better job of getting their hands on receivers at the line of scrimmage and disrupting the timing of the plays. I thought that was one of the biggest things defensively, that they just didn't go up to the line and challenge guys enough. And both these cornerbacks have the ability to do that. They're big enough, they're strong enough to challenge wide receivers at the line of scrimmage.
And that's what Phil Davis asks of his cornerbacks. He's demanding of his cornerback. He puts a lot of pressure on Fletcher and on Williams. It's tough to cover players one-on-one these days in the NFL, yet that's what Davis asks those guys to do a lot.
Well, and to do that, the best thing, the best tactic for those guys is to get their – I was a receiver, Dave. I understand.
So get up at the line of scrimmage and press.
I understand if I'm a receiver and you get your hands on me at the line of scrimmage, if you disrupt the timing of where I want to be, if you disrupt my pattern, the path that I want to take, it really affects the quarterback's throw. It affects the entire play. So to me, that was one of the biggest issues that you didn't see enough of in that game against Green Bay.
What do you see from Tennessee, Mike? We don't know a whole lot about this football team. Young, aggressive, they played well on Monday night, and yet they're 2-8 team.
They're 2-8 team, but they are very talented, I think, on both sides of the ball. They have a young quarterback with a big arm. You know, he's 6'5". He stands tall in the pocket. He's not going to run around anywhere. But if you give him the time to throw the football, they've got good receivers. Nate Washington, the young kid.
Right,
think
Hunter,
his name.
Yeah.
They can move the ball throwing the football. Got a young running back, a rookie running back that's a pretty good player as well. It's a talented bunch. No, they haven't put it all together yet, but you don't want to see them put it all together here on Sunday.
I wonder, take me into the mind of a player. You've got a game Sunday. You turn around to the game on Thursday. So how do you kind of make that? We're talking about in a span of a week, we're going to know a whole lot about this Eagles team.
Well, I think you have to, and players understand this. It's a week-to-week, it's a game-to-game proposition. So you really have to focus on this one. In this day, and make sure that you get the best out of that. You can't look too far ahead. because if you do, you're going to have problems. You can't look in the rearview mirror too much, because if you do and you allow that to carry over, you're going to have problems. So you really have to focus on it's Tennessee and all of the things that they do well, and trying to make sure that they don't do those things well against you.
It's interesting. I know players and coaches do not listen to sports talk radio. Don't, and good thing this week, because in fans' minds, it's, boy, I hope we're way ahead of Tennessee. Take out this player, that player, rest this guy, rest that guy. You can't even think that way. We saw what happened with Denver and the Rams over the weekend. I mean, just crazy times in the NFL.
And you really don't want to be out of games. You want to play. Mm-hmm. I think it doesn't serve anybody well. Unless you're tired, unless you're worn out, I don't think it serves you well to miss games, to miss snaps, to miss plays. I just don't think so. Never did.
Home field advantage for the Eagles is all of a sudden a huge advantage. The Eagles are undefeated here, 9 straight wins at Lincoln Financial Field. What has changed? Is it just a matter of a better team?
It's a better team. It's a better atmosphere. Hey, I thought, and I said this to a couple of people in the building, I thought that the pregame Monday night was the best pregame I'd ever experienced in all of my years in the National Football League, in and around the National Football League. And I've been around a lot of games. I thought it was the best pregame I'd ever experienced. I thought it went off perfectly, and I thought the fans were completely into it. That really helps the production down on the field.
Well, let's hope that everybody's into it on Sunday. I'm sure they will be. The Eagles at home against the Tennessee Titans. Mike Quick, thanks so much for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Foles in the gun again. He's back. He pumps. He looks. He fires from back for the metric. Right back. The key play. It's third down and 8. And it is caught for a first down and then juggled and dropped. Foles takes it at the 35. Darts up the middle. He's at the 50. He's at the 40. Cuts to his right. He's at the 30. The 20. The 10. First and goal at the 6. Foles looking, fires, complete, touchdown! Third and 7. Newton back. Here comes the rush. He's being chased. He's being hit. He's being sacked. Connor Barwin, his 8th of the year. Goes to McCoy. Gets a block. Turns the corner. 45, 50, 45, 40. Gets away from one man and takes it down to the 31-yard line. Foles fakes. He's back. He is going deep. Looking deep for Macklin, who races and has it. Touchdown! The bomb! Wow. This is a 54-yard attempt. The kick is away. It's got the distance, and it is good! Empty backfield. Back goes Sanchez. He pumps, he fires, and it is caught for a touchdown by Jordan Matthews, 8 yards deep. Newton. Looks right, throws right, intercepted by Fletcher at the 20, at the 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Bradley Fletcher, another turnover, and a pick six.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, with all fans. Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly. At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
The Eagles and NRG are proud to bring you a collectible poster each and every Thursday during the month of November. Pick up the Philadelphia Daily News today and collect all four pieces thanks to NRG. We welcome you back. The 50th episode of Eagles 360. Dave and Chris here. It's time to talk a little bit about the matchups. The Eagles and the Titans, 2-8 team coming to Philadelphia, but they're going to put some heat on quarterback Mark Sanchez.
Yes, they are, Dave. This Titans defense, led by first-year coordinator Ray Horton, likes to bring the blitz. They will showcase cover zero, so it's something that Mark Sanchez and the offensive line will have to look out for. Sanchez has been good against the blitz, about 95 quarterback rating, 4 touchdowns, only 1 interception. He must do a better job of taking care of the football. Things got away from him last week, but the Titans, as they try to get some momentum going in the end of the 2014 season, will certainly look to bring the heat on Sanchez.
Yeah, and it would really help the Eagles offense to get the running game cranked into a rhythm, get it into the groove that we saw in 2013. So how about this matchup? Running back LeSean McCoy averaging 3.7 yards per carry against Titans safety Michael Griffin. He's a hard hitter. He's aggressive. He will fill the hole. Can the Eagles get McCoy going, Chris? That's really the big concern, big question with this Eagles offense.
Yes, it is. Now let's transition to the Eagles defense and the matchup against the Titans offense led by rookie quarterback Zach Mettenberger. The first matchup I'm looking at is the left tackle for the Titans, first-round pick Taylor Lewan, and the matchup against linebacker Trent Cole, who has 4.5 sacks on the season. Lewan, he's had his ups and downs. He's allowed 7 quarterback pressures and 2 sacks, so certainly the Eagles are going to want to get some pressure on a stationary target after the last 2 weeks facing guys like Cam Newton and Aaron Rodgers who can move in the pocket.
Yeah, and Mettenberger has shown some poise as a rookie. He gets the ball out to his speedy receivers. He also likes to throw it to tight end Delanie Walker, who's been cleared after suffering a concussion. He's expected to play, and that's going to be a big challenge for the Eagles linebackers. So we're focusing on Michael Kendricks and Delanie Walker. Shut down the safety valve for Mettenberger, and you have a chance to shut down the Tennessee Titans in the pass game. So we keep our eye on that one, and that's what we're looking for at this point. Now, we will go behind enemy lines in just a moment and find out about the Tennessee Titans from that perspective. But first, as we continue our 50 best plays of 2014, numbers 30 through 21.
Trips right. On first down, he turns, he fakes, he rolls, he is going deep. He has Macklin, who catches it at the 20 and the 10. Touchdown! Sanchez gives the ball off to Polk. He's at the 25. He's at the 20. He's at the 15. He's still on his feet as he crosses the 10 and takes it down to the 8.
Back in the eye. On second down, it is a running play, and the Eagles smell this out, and the football is fumbled, and the Eagles pick it up at sport at the 50. Point at the 40. Point at the 30. Cedric, I want another touchdown sport.
Goes into a long count. He's back again. He's under a rush. He is hit. And the Eagles sack him back at the 2. The left of Foles into the shotgun. Back those Foles. He looks. He is firing for the end zone. And it is goal for a touchdown. Zucker. Foles in the shotgun. He's back. He is lofting it for Cooper, who comes up. And he has it for a touchdown. Cousins is back. Cousins looking, still looking, pumps, fires, knocked down, incomplete, Brandon Boykin. This time, the give goes to Sproles. He's got a first down and more. He's at the 40, cuts back at the 50, takes it down to the 48. His all-pro Andy Lee. He has it blocked. And let's see. It is blocked, and it is recovered for a touchdown. Eagles pawing the ground. Here comes the rush. There goes Davis. He lets it fly, and it's incomplete.
Hey, Eagles fans.
When the Eagles win,
you win.
Score a free Dunkin' Donuts medium hot or iced coffee the day after an Eagles win with the Dunkin' mobile app.
Eagles win,
you win.
Go Eagles!
America runs on Dunkin'.
Dunkin' Donuts is helping more area youth get in the game through the Touchdowns for Kids program. For every Philadelphia Eagles touchdown, Dunkin' Donuts will donate $250 to Good Sports, bringing new equipment and resources to youth sports organizations in need throughout the greater Philadelphia region.
Section 512, row 6, seats 7 through 10. Those are our seats.
At this one time we can't be there, please treat them right.
To get there early, stay late, and yell a whole lot.
Dress warm, gloves, hats, warm boots.
Eric sits in the middle. Uncle Paul sits on the aisle.
And if you want to sit in my seat, make sure you get your ticket from the only place the fan can trust,
Buy and sell 100% verified authentic tickets with other true fans. Only on NFL Ticket Exchange. Tickets from one fan to another.
Time to go behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com, and we bring in the voice of the Tennessee Titans, Mike Keith, to break down what's going on with this week's opponent. Mike, on Monday Night Football, the Titans gave everything they had in the 27-24 loss to the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think inspired their tremendous outing?
I think what happened, Chris, is that the Titans are continuing to improve in this big changeover to the Ken Whisenhunt system. And let me explain what I mean by that. The hiring of Ken Whisenhunt brought the first time that the franchise had gone completely out of the organization for a new coach in 30 years. So everybody else who'd been hired in between had either some tie to the Oilers, some tie to the Titans, in the case of Mike Munchak, a tie to both, or in the case of Jack Pardee, he was right down the street at the University of Houston when Mr. Adams hired him at the time. So there have been all these tie-ins. This is the first hire the organization has made in three decades where they went completely outside and hired somebody they totally didn't know. So they have completely switched the offense. They've completely switched the defense. They've completely switched the way they do things on and off the field. And this team, in essence, has started over, and it's been a dramatic process that has seen them take baby steps. They're playing their entire rookie class. Everybody who was in their draft class is playing right now, and I think what we're seeing is they're starting to make more and more progress. In the game against Pittsburgh, they were able to run their offense, and they did some things pretty well. Now, they're still lacking some personnel on both sides of the ball that they'll need to make these systems click. But I think, Chris, the big thing is there's an understanding of what Ken Whisenhunt now wants, and we're just seeing this team get better. I don't think the Pittsburgh game was a matter of a one-shot, you know, improvement. I think we're just seeing this team improve overall, and I believe we'll continue to see it throughout November and December.
Mike, the Eagles go from facing Aaron Rodgers, one of the best in the business, to a rookie in Zach Mettenberger, who I thought acquitted himself nicely on Monday night. What are your thoughts on Mettenberger's progress as he's taken over the starting job for the Titans?
Chris, he's gotten better in every start. And we've seen him take care of the football pretty well, but he's had, you know, a mistake, which you're going to see out of a rookie. He has operated the huddle well. They haven't had busted plays. They haven't had to use an inordinate amount of timeouts to get people on and off the field. They haven't got delay of game penalties. I think the fact that he played for Cam Cameron last year at LSU and operated in much more of a pro-style system really helped get him ready for this. He was much more advanced in terms of the terminology and the demands of a pro-style system than your average rookie quarterback. So I think so far so good. He's still going to make mistakes. He's still a rookie. But you see his talent, his ability to stand in the pocket, throw the football, the fact that he is not gun-shy, he's not afraid of the rush. And I think the offensive line and the receivers, Chris, are getting familiar with his timing as well. The offensive line has played better over the last couple weeks, and they're getting more consistent, more relaxed with him. Seems like the receivers are getting on the same page. It really seems like this thing's starting to take some shape, and there's some reason for optimism about Zach Mettenberger in the offense.
Mike, I'm really interested to see the matchup this weekend between the Eagles offense with Chip Kelly and Pat Shurmur going against Ray Horton's defense. It seems like to me, if you were to describe Ray Horton's defense in one word, it would be blitz. Can you talk about the aggressive approach that Ray Horton has brought to implementing the 3-4 scheme and going after opposing offenses?
He is, without a doubt, a guy who is very aggressive. and he's looking to bring pressure from anywhere. For what the Titans lack at some spots, he's looking to make up for it by using extra safeties, extra corners, extra linebackers, undersized guys. He doesn't care. He's looking to get pressure. And in some ways, it leaves the Titans a bit vulnerable to the run at certain moments, as we saw in the Pittsburgh game. But it gives them a chance to make big plays, and it gives them a chance to get off the field, which is what they feel like they have to do. I would agree with you. I think sort of that Chip Kelly slash Pat Shurmur versus Ray Horton will be an interesting matchup on Sunday at the Link.
Mike Heath, the radio voice of the Tennessee Titans, thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Falls to the shotgun. He's back. He fires. And it is caught! Touchdown! On first down, Davis backs up. The football is loose as it's knocked away from him. The Eagles recover it, and the Eagles score a touchdown. 31, Henning. Again, big snap. He looks, he's hit. The football is loose. Eagles are after it. It's picked up and running in for the touchdown. It's Fletcher Cox. Bowles at the gun. He comes back. He gives it to Sproles. Cuts to the outside. 15, 10. Down to the 5 goes Darren Sproles.
No, he's
and now,
in.
Now he's in. They give it to Ellington, and Ellington comes across the 45 and is thrown down.
And Nate Allen thinks that he's got a turnover here.
Bowles into the gun. He's back. He's looking. He is going deep down the middle. And it is caught. And in for a touchdown goes Jeremy Maclin. The 14 makes a man miss. Comes across the 20. Penalty flag down. And Sproles breaks free. 50, 40, 30, 20. Sproles is going all the way. Three receivers right. One left. Bowles back. Giving ground. Pumps. Fires. And it is caught on the far sideline. At their own 48, Kaepernick again comes back. It's intercepted. It's intercepted by Jenkins. His third of the season. He's across the 40. Cuts back at the 30. At the 25-20. Malcolm Jenkins takes it in for a touchdown, and the Eagles take the lead. Here is the punt. It's blocked. It's blocked. And the Eagles pick it up and running in for a touchdown is Chris Maragos.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the Christie's lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in. You'll see the changes. You'll feel it. You'll love it.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks, there's people ringing bells above me, there's honking going on, there's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Now, Eagles fans, Bob's Discount Furniture and the Philadelphia Eagles are giving you the chance to win 11 tickets to watch the Eagles take on Dallas. Visit mybobs.com/Eagles lineup to enter now. Contest ends December 1st, 2014. We're back. It's Dave and Chris. Time to take a look, an in-depth look at Zach Mettenberger, the rookie for the Tennessee Titans. Showed a lot of poise last week. What do our game plan guys have to say about Mettenberger? We turn it over to Mike Quick and Ike Reese.
All right, Mike, let's take a look at Tennessee's starting quarterback, 6th-round draft pick,
out of LSU, Zach Mettenberger. Tell me some of the things you like about him as a quarterback.
Well, I like that he's a tough kid, and I love his arm strength. He's a tall guy. He's not going to move very much. He's going to be in the pocket. You know where to find him, but you got to hit him, because if you allow him to throw the football, like, he can make any of the throws at this level.
Yeah, take a look here. They're on the opposite hash here. You see Kendall Wright down here at the bottom. The timing here at the top of Mettenberg's drop, you see he's ready to let this ball go. As soon as Kendall Wright comes out of his break, the ball is within 5 yards of him.
It's a deep out route, and this is a pro arm. Anyone that can throw that deep out route, and especially from the other hash, you know that's a professional arm. Big, tall guy. I like the way he releases the football. I like the spin on that ball. Good quarterback.
He'll stand in the pocket. I like him here on this play. You watch this route down the seam to Kendall Wright. What I like about Mettenberger here is that he feels the pressure on the outside. He climbs the pocket, and he keeps his eyes downfield.
You know, this guy had a chance to work with Cam Cameron at LSU, and I think he was pro-ready when he got to the National Football League. He's really starting to show what he learned at LSU.
Yeah. He senses the pressure around him. Look at his eyes. He keeps his eyes down the field the whole time while climbing the pocket.
Yep.
And he throws a strike here to Kendall Wright.
You know, for a rookie quarterback, he shows a lot of poise under that type of pressure, stepping up in the pocket and making that throw.
Watch him here again against the Houston Texans. They're in a shotgun. You got a little short drop. He throws a nice ball here to Nate Washington over the top, leading the receiver on the outside.
Like, this is not just a nice ball. This is a perfect ball to that outside shield. Washington lines up in a tight split, gives him a lot of room to throw the ball to the outside, and he places this ball perfectly to the outside shoulder. That's where you want to place the ball downfield.
Yeah. You know, Mettenberger has a lot of good qualities as a quarterback. Mobility is not one of them.
That is correct.
He is a pure pocket passer. You know where he's going to be at. The Eagles pass rush will have to do a good job of getting to him because he's fearless. He'll stand in there and deliver throws. He has no interest in running the football. He wants to throw the ball.
And here's a look at our Eagles Network lineup for the weekend. And the Eagles and the Titans, of course, playing at Lincoln Financial Field on Sunday at 1 o'clock. Our PhiladelphiaEagles.com broadcast schedule. The kickoff show beginning at 12:30. We've got you covered all the way through that day as the Eagles begin an extremely crucial week of football. Titans on Sunday. And the Cowboys on Thursday.
Bird Day.
Cannot wait. Yeah, it's going to be so much fun. All right, now, we're going to wrap things up here the right way. Plays 10 through 1. That's right, the 10 best plays of the 2014 season. With the call, of course, the golden voice of Merrill Reese.
Cousins under center wants to throw. He pumps, he fires, and it is intercepted! It is intercepted by Jacobs! 36 yards for the game. The ball is spotted. The kick is up.
What a moment.
It's gone! First and 10 Eagles at their own 40. Sanchez back. He's looking. He's lofting it deep for Macklin, who has it at the 10. Bulls in the gun. Little slip pass out to Sproles. Across the 30. Across the 25. Across the 20. Penalty flags all over the place. What a mistake. And they are fighting along the far sideline.
Well, and they should be.
On second down, Foles goes back. He's firing for the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Takes the deep snap. He's back. He's looking. He fires. It's intercepted! Second down and 10. Sproles in the game. Foles back. He looks, he dumps it off to Sproles. Sproles at the 45, cuts back at the 50, 45, 40. Sproles at the 35, 30. He's loose at the 20. Sproles finally captured at the 6-yard line. Hulk takes it 2 yards deep, and he's out to the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20, 25, 30. Cuts back at the 35, 40. 45 midfield. Hulk at the 40. Hulk at the 30. Hulk at the 20. Chris Hulk. Foles lines them up. It was Sproles. He's free. 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Darren Sproles up the gut of the Jaguars defense. 49 yards, and the Birds are on the board.